Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. Fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. For this episode, I will be reading two stories. The first one, Sex with My Best Friend's Dad. And the second one is The Sex Machine. My best friend and I met back in elementary school. Funny thing though, at first we didn't get along at all. I thought she was a bully, and she didn't like me because I got her in trouble by telling on her. Years later, we were forced to hang out one day in high school, and have been best friends ever since. I was a regular at her house, and the same for her at mine. Tonight was no different. Her mom was gone to stay with her mother for a few days. So, her and I were having a sleepover at her house so she wouldn't be stuck alone there with her dad. Her dad was extremely good looking. All the girls at school had a crush on him. She didn't know this, but I was no different. Every time he came into the room, my heart raced and my body felt hot all over. I even fantasized about him on many occasions. We spent the night watching sappy, girly movies. We ate pizza and junk food and gossiped about which boys we liked at school and who we thought liked us. Around 1, I looked over and she was sound asleep. I wasn't really feeling tired yet, so I continued to watch TV for a bit. I was so thirsty, and we had drunk up all the soda. I had to go down to the kitchen to grab another one. I tiptoed down, not wanting to wake her dad. To my surprise, her dad was sitting at the kitchen drinking a beer. I stopped, startled, especially since I was just wearing a t-shirt that came down just to the bottom of my ass. Under that was just my lace panties that were practically see-through. He looked up from the magazine. He was looking at and smiled at me. "Can't sleep either?" he asked. "No," I replied sheepishly. As I came further into the kitchen, I was just coming down to grab something to drink. "Where's my daughter? Did she fall asleep on you?" he asked. "Yeah, she fell asleep during the movie," I replied. "Well, there's no point in me drinking alone then." He got up and grabbed another beer out of the fridge, opened it and handed it to me. I could not believe he was giving me a beer. I walked over to the table and sat in the chair next to him. I turned facing him and made sure to keep my legs tightly closed, or he would get an eyeful. Of course, I drink with my friends, but never with one of our parents. It felt strange, but a little exhilarating in its naughtiness. I felt good, warm all over, and relaxed. I had relaxed so much, I was slouching a little and had completely forgotten I wasn't wearing pants. He didn't say anything, but I saw his gaze drop between my legs. I remembered and was mortified that he could see my panties. I quickly closed my legs, my face starting burning, and I knew it was turning red. He looked up and saw the embarrassment clearly written across my face. He smiled, leaned forward, putting a hand on my left knee. There's no need for embarrassment, he said, in his sexy deep voice. My knee was on fire where his hand touched it, the heat emanating up my leg to my center. He started caressing my knee with his thumb. I remember 17, being wild and curious, he said, biting my lip to keep from moaning. I nodded my head. Tell me, have you known many boys? His hand was slowly inching up my thigh, caressing the inside. The higher his hand slid, the wetter I became. I was getting so turned on. I felt like I might be drenching the chair. Two, I huskily replied. The two boys I was talking about were a former boyfriend who was my first, and another guy I had slept with a couple of times. They had been just as inexperienced as me. I had no idea what it was like to have a man get you excited like this. He groaned as he got closer to my panties. I knew he could feel the heat coming off from me. I was so hot, so wet and in need. I smiled at him with a mischievous look in my eyes. I spread my legs to let him view my barely covered mound. I wanted him to know that I was more than okay with him touching me. I felt his hand lightly brush the outside of my panties, softly squeezing my engorged clit. It's like he was gauging how bad I needed it, and I needed it bad. I threw my head back and moaned as he continued to rub that little sensitive nub. I couldn't help but move my hips back and forth, gyrating on the chair as the pressure between my legs began building. I looked him directly in the eyes as I cried out over and over, waves of pleasure pulsing from between my legs. He smiled, increasing the pressure and rubbing up and down my wet panties. He pulled my shirt up, exposing my breasts as I continued to moan from the orgasm he was giving me. I gasped as he took one taut nipple in his mouth, sucking and licking it. Then the other nipple. I pushed my chest out. I wanted to get more of my breasts in his mouth. Oh, I was so wet. He slid his hand down, pushing at my opening from outside my panties. I felt his fingers on the edge, pulling them aside and slipping his finger inside me. I watched as he began pumping his finger inside and out. Every pump brought me closer and closer to that sweet place where all I can think of is the feeling emanating from between my legs up into my stomach. I grabbed his back, digging my nails in as he pummeled my pussy with his fingers. The sweet waves of ecstasy crashed over me as my pussy spasms and juices flowed down his hand. My breathing was hard and ragged as I tried to catch my breath. He stood up, leaning down to scoop me up, startling me. He carried me to the couch, laying me down and pulling off my panties. He spread my legs and began kissing the inside of my thighs, making his way up to taste me. For a second, I thought about what would happen if my best friend woke up and came down to find her dad eating my pussy. That thought was forgotten when I felt his lips close over my clit. sucking lightly as his fingers came up to spread, then slide in and out of me. My hips were grinding on his mouth, my legs were shaking, and my pussy quivered and pulsed. I moaned, grabbing his hair and pulling his head deeper into me. He licked and sucked my pussy lips while my juices filled his mouth. I lay there, dazed with my pussy quivering and pulsing. I felt the tip of his hard cock then on my lips. I opened my mouth as wide as I could to take as much as I could in. I swirled my tongue around the head while I began sucking. My eyes widened as I noticed how big his cock was. His cock was so big and commanding. I had such an ache inside me. Oh my God, I needed him to fill me with his big ass dick. As he fucked my mouth, I slid my hand down to play with my pussy. It must have turned him on seeing me playing with myself, because after a couple minutes, he abruptly pulled out. He yanked me around, so I was sitting back with my legs spread and my ass towards the edge of the couch. He buried his head between my legs and licked me slowly from my clit to my ass. He lifted me so he could spread my ass a bit better and delve his tongue in as far as he could. Oh my God, no one had ever licked me there before. I was moaning and my body started to tense. As another orgasm was coming, just as my moans started to get loud and urgent, he slid his cock in me all the way in me. His thrusts were hard and pounding as the waves of ecstasy gripped me. Oh, yes, my pussy was spasming on my friend's dad's cock. I could smell the musky scent of my pussy coming off his face and hands as he fucked me. He was so good. The couple of times I had had sex was nothing like this. He knew how to fuck and how to bring me to orgasm over and over. He pulled me around and got up on the couch. My legs were positioned so they were close to my ears. He began to pile drive his cock in me. I couldn't hold back anymore. I began to cry out as I orgasmed again, harder than I'd ever had before. Oh, I felt like it was never going to stop. It kept coming and coming and coming. He pulled out and let his cum spray my breasts and stomach. Oh, I lay there panting. It took me a minute to be able to move. He gave me a smile and a kiss before he left to clean up. I sat there for a moment, just dazed and confused, yet so satisfied. I grabbed my clothes and crept upstairs to the bathroom to clean up the cum. My friend was still asleep when I entered her room and never felt me lay down next to her and go to sleep. The next morning, I was tired but also nervous to see my friend's dad again. We got up and went downstairs. Her dad was in the kitchen drinking coffee like nothing had happened. He didn't even skip a beat when we walked in. "Hi, girls. Did you sleep well?" he asked. "Yes, Dad. We want to go to the mall for the day. Do you mind dropping us off?" my girlfriend asked. "Sure. Let me know when you guys are ready," he replied. "Okay, Dad, I'm gonna go and take a shower first." I didn't know what to do now. I stood there dumbly for a minute before he stood up and walked up behind me. "We only have a few minutes," he whispered in my ear. He quickly pulled my panties down, enough to bend me over and slam his already hard cock in me. I grabbed the countertop as he slammed my pussy from behind. I came hard and fast on him. Once my pussy stopped pulsing, he pulled out, turned me around, and pushed my head down to his cock so I could suck up every last drop of cum, and I did eagerly. Thank you for listening. That was the first story. And the second story is titled The Sex Machine. So, after a long day at work, I came home to find a package waiting for me at the door. I was suspicious as I hadn't ordered anything lately and wasn't expecting any packages. I picked it up, thinking maybe it had been delivered by mistake. To my surprise, the label had my name and address on it. Now, I was very intrigued to find out what could possibly be inside this mysterious box. Eagerly, I picked up the box. The weight of it surprised me. I would guess it was somewhere around 20 to 25 pounds. Just as I sat the box on the table, my phone rang. It was my best friend, Jennifer. If it had been anybody else, I would have ignored it. Turning away from the box, I answered, "Hello." "Hey, girl, are you home?" "Yeah, just got here," I replied. "Was there something waiting for you?" she asked in a mysterious tone. "Yes, there was one. Is this from you? I was just about to open it up." "Oh, you haven't opened it yet? Perfect. I want to see your reaction when you see what I sent you." My phone buzzed. It was Jennifer requesting a video chat. Smiling, I accepted. "I am so intrigued and curious. What's in the box?" I asked. "You're gonna have to open it to find out. I'll give you a hint, though. It has to do with what we were talking about the last time we spoke." I had to think about it. We had talked about so many things. I couldn't pinpoint what we had talked about that would prompt her to send me a gift. "I don't know. Tell me," I begged. "Okay. Remember when you were saying how lonely you are in the new town and with so much going on in your life you haven't had time to meet anyone?" "Yeah, I remember that," I replied. Now I know what she was talking about. "Well, I thought I would get you something that would help with those lonely nights." Now I had to know what was inside. For the life of me, I couldn't imagine what it was. Grabbing a pair of scissors, I cut the tape and pulled back the flap to take a look inside. It took me a few seconds before I could form words. I know my face was showing my surprise. "Oh my God, are you serious?" I asked, looking at the phone. Jennifer was completely enjoying my surprise. "Girl, yes, you need this. I have one, and it makes those lonely nights disappear. Plus, it'll keep you from hooking up with the wrong guy since most of your needs will be taken care of." "I don't know," I said hesitantly. I mean, this was such a surprise. In the box was not just a dildo or a vibrator, it was a whole sex machine with various attachments. "Give it a try. You are going to be surprised at how much you're going to enjoy it." "I guess I could," I said. I was still a bit hesitant, but what was it going to hurt if I gave it a try? Plus, Jennifer had spent money on it, so I figured I was obligated to at least try it out. "Promise me you'll give it a try at least once. I mean, what do you have to lose?" she asked. She was right. Who knows? Maybe I will actually enjoy it. Plus, it had been a while since I'd been with someone. My fingers worked, but that wasn't enough to completely satisfy me. Okay, you're right. I'll give it a try, I said, and I did mean it. It looked like it would feel a lot better than dildos I'd used before. Plus, it had so many different size and shaped attachments I could use. Good. You won't regret it, I promise. Let me know what you think after you've used it, she said, smiling, giving me a wink before she hung up the phone. I stood there for a few seconds, taking a good look at the machine my best friend had decided I needed. I was curious to see how it feels. I didn't have anything I needed to do tonight, and now was as good as any time, I thought. Feeling a little naughty, I took it out and set it out with all the attachments on my bed. Which one would I use first? There was one where the tip was curved, another had these small raised bumps, yet another had ridges around it. I decided to try the one with the raised bumps. It looked like you just screwed the attachment onto the actual machine. Now, the machine was what had surprised me. It was what had made the box heavy. It was weighted down so it would stay in place while it thrust itself into you. I got everything ready, then went down to the kitchen to grab myself a glass of wine. It only took a few sips to start relaxing me and heating up my body at the same time. I made my way to my bedroom where I stripped down to my undies. I took a good look at myself in the mirror. My stomach was a little chubby, but guys didn't seem to care. The feel of the air on my nipples sent tingles through my breast, down where pressure was building in my stomach. I sat my wine glass on the side table and grabbed my laptop off my desk. I got myself comfortable on my bed and opened my computer to put on a little porn to get me flowing. I watched a couple short videos while I started running my hands over my taut nipples and down my stomach to my wet panties. I was ready now. My body was tingling all over. My stomach tensed in anticipation of coming. I was panting and wanted to feel something hard inside me. I reached over for the sex machine Jennifer had gotten me. I slid my panties down. I was so wet I didn't need any lubrication. I spread my legs wide and slid the cock of the machine inside me. It felt good, feeling my pussy stretch over the hardness and length of it. My pussy was so tight from not getting dick in a while. I couldn't get it all in the first time. I pulled it out and slid it back in. Oh my God. It felt so good. Why hadn't I tried this already? Oh, yes, I moaned as I felt the pulsing of my orgasm. I hadn't even turned it on yet, but it felt so good. My body tensed as the waves crashed over me. Wow, I thought, I really needed this. Now it was dripping and wanting more. I grabbed the remote and fumbled for a second until I figured out how to turn it on and pick the speed. The cock started to move in and out. Oh, thankfully there was no one who could hear me because I was moaning loudly as it moved back and forth inside my pussy. Rubbing my clit to get me off just wasn't the same as feeling a hard cock pounding inside. The machine continued its assault on my insides, methodically driving me higher and higher. My head thrust back and forth as the pressure built. I was almost there. I slid my finger to the control to up the speed. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I cried as the powerful thrust drove me over the edge. My body bucked up and down as it released every pent-up tension I had held inside over the past few months. I enjoyed hearing my own moans as my whole body tensed and everything centered around the orgasmic pulsing radiating between my legs. I felt so good and satiated. I turned it off and slid it out. I would worry about cleaning up my cum on it later. My legs were not going to work right now. I lay there panting and just completely happy and relaxed. I had to hand it to Jennifer. She was right. This was exactly what my body needed. I'd tell her tomorrow. Right now, all I wanted to do was take a nap, then wake up and use this thing again. I'll probably use a different attachment to see how it feels inside of me. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. Remember, fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment, and a link can be found in the description. Please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature.